The streets of Old Jerusalem are quiet and empty tonight. Oil lamps are sitting in windows, casting their eerie light over the festivities inside. Families and friends all gathering together to celebrate the Seder meal of Passover, Pesach, and answering the question, why is tonight different than all other nights? Tonight commemorates the exodus of the Jews from slavery in Egypt. The scene is the same inside each house that you pass, but your attention is drawn to an upper room, high above the other homes. You walk up a flight of stairs and peer into the window, and inside observe Jesus and his disciples celebrating their own Seder meal, their own private and somber supper. It would be their last supper. This meditation from Luke chapter 22 is a contemplation on Maundy Thursday, the fifth day of the Holy Week, falling on the Thursday before Easter Sunday. Here we will reflect on the Last Supper of Jesus Christ with the disciples and his washing of their feet. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be quiet and still, a retreat to become mindful. And take this time to posture yourself with your hands open to receive all that you will be offered tonight. Allow your eyes to close through a soft gaze and become aware of your quiet breathing. Begin to move deeper into the faithful presence of the scene that you see unfolding before you. Seeing the sun, being guided by the Holy Spirit, in the presence of the Holy Father. Continue in this time of thoughtful reflection by listening and then responding to this passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord Jesus, I do all in remembrance of you. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. For I received from the Lord, but I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread and wine. Lord Jesus, I do all in remembrance of you. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord Jesus, I do all in remembrance of you. In the same way, also he took the cup, after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Lord Jesus, I do all in remembrance of you. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Lord Jesus, I do all in remembrance of you. Continue on for a moment longer now, basking in the significance of all that you see. You see the confusion in the eyes of the disciples. What do you see in the eyes of Judas? Trust in the care of God now. He is present. Be aware of him. The Lord is here. The Spirit is with you, and you are safe. with your eyes closed. Now notice what you hear, what you feel, taste, and even smell wafting up from the upper room. Fresh bread, new wine. Let the significance of that soak into your being. Do you feel safe? Are you afraid? Do you feel protected and aware? Stay here resting by faith, and with your hands open, feel yourself placing your trust, love, hope, and faith into the hands of God. Humble yourself and trust Him. Center now on humble faith. Center to on your breathing. Be mindful of each deep, faithful breath. Each tummy breath filling you. Trust in each breath to fill you. Hope for each breath. Each breath provided by the Spirit of God. Each breath sufficient. Become more alert to each breath you take. Old thoughts of doubt and confusion or longing may still come to mind, not to worry. Let those thoughts center you back to another deep belly breath and whisper, Lord Jesus, I do all in remembrance of you. Let the word remember be your centering word. Now continue on as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. In this passage, Luke was reflecting on their time in Jerusalem with Jesus. Specifically, here, this night with Jesus, the night he was to be betrayed. But for now, only Jesus and Judas know that. So let Luke's words resonate for you from Luke chapter 22, verse 19. From the King James Version. My dear friend and follower of the way, I wish you could have been there, watching as Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it, and gave it unto each of us, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. But by me sharing this with you, you too can remember. It will be like you were there, so experience it again with me. Where was your attention as you listened? Listen once more from Scripture. And he took bread, and gave thanks, and broke it. And he gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Which idea seemed to refresh and encourage you? Well, take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Once more, but now take note of even deeper feelings as you contemplate on this wider passage from the Amplified Version. When the hour for the meal had come, Jesus reclined at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, "I have earnestly wanted to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes." And when he had taken bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant ratified in my blood." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you think you need to learn from this passage? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute. In this third expanded divine reading from the English Standard Version, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear my prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, let this be as real for me at this moment as it was 2,000 years ago. Real as Jesus took the bread. Real as he gave thanks. Real as he breaks it and says, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Lord God, as often as I do these things, let me remember the abiding love and the sacrifice of your Son, our Savior, and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Take this next minute for these words to become yours now in a time of personal prayer. What do you want to hear from God? Pause if you desire or need more time. Thank you. While resting in imaginative contemplation, return once more to the upper room as we listen to this story again from John chapter 13. They have finished dinner. Watch closely as Jesus gets up from the table and takes off his outer robe. Notice him picking up a linen towel and tying it around his waist. Now watch as he pours water into a wash basin. With delicate hands, he picks up the basin and walks towards you. Yes, you. Looking into your eyes, he slowly kneels. He offers you bread and whispers, "Take it. Remember me." He then offers you a sip of wine. "Take it, my child. Remember me." And then he begins to wash your feet. He dries them with the towel he's wearing. Take this next minute and consider the look in his eyes. What do you see there? What does he see in yours? Take this minute to remember Jesus as a humble servant and how, just as he has done, so also now you must do. As you rest here a bit longer, be mindful of old thoughts of doubt or pride bubbling up in your mind. They are not thoughts of God. So remember to then breathe and center your mind back on remembering the Christ, the servant Jesus. Be mindful too of anyone you meet on your path that is in need of care. Consider how God might use you to serve and love others. Yes, even the most unlovable. Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to remember as Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it. He gave it unto you saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In this may you know the sacrifice of Christ, the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the face of God now and always. As we close, remain here in this peaceful retreat for several more moments, silently whispering, "Lord Jesus, I remember you." Remember, glory is to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And remember, Sunday is a-comin'.